Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
What did you say the last time that Alvarez was at the plate? He said, just keep this guy quiet. Yeah, get through the series.
Let him do all his damage in Mexico City tomorrow.
Got a day off tomorrow. Long flight
to
Mexico City. The series, I believe, starts this weekend.
Starts Friday, yeah. What's today?
Saturday.
Thursday?
Today's Thursday. It's been a long series.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Let's get it straight. Where the hell are we?
Come on, Coop.
It's Friday. Yeah. It's 8 o'clock. That means Ron Coomer. And he joins us now from Boston on the Score hotline. Ron, good morning. What a delight. How are you, buddy?
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. It is Friday, right? Yes.
My daughter's at Boston University, so she's not far from where you're at the ballpark.
Yes, we drove by there yesterday. Yeah, absolutely.
I'll have her come over and borrow some money.
Great. That's all good. You know. Join the club. It's okay.
What a great series. What a great sweep. And boy, what a delight to finally see PCA's first hit, and it's a home run. That was a magnificent moment.
Yeah, it was. It was interesting too, because the pitch before he throws it halfway up the backstop on the fly. And I just said, you know, like any other veteran hitter would be like, I'm not swinging now. I'm just going to stand there and make sure he didn't drill me with the next pitch, because you don't know what the guy's doing. He throws a fastball on the middle and PCA hits it halfway up the seats and right. And I just, that's pretty funny. But I was happy for him. You know, he's a really nice young kid that's trying to make his way to this league. And this is not an easy transition from AAA to the big leagues. And then you say, you know, he's very young. I mean, he's a young kid. And so he's experienced some highs in our game. He's experienced some lows, but that was fun to watch. And like I said, he's a really nice young kid. I was happy for him yesterday.
So Koeman, his previous at bat, he was overmatched by Justin Verlander. A lot of people are, especially young hitters, but it didn't seem like he could catch up with the fastball. And you started to wonder, okay, is this going to be something that he struggles with? And then he hits the home run, and I think that certainly lifted a burden and probably removed a weight from his shoulders. What does he have to do during this stint? I know he's just filling in for Bellinger, and it's big shoes to fill, and he might go back to Iowa at the end of this. But if he's going to be an improved major league hitter, based on your observations, what does he need to do?
Well, you've got to, first of all, learn the strike zone, and that is easy to say, not easy to do. And you got to understand what your strengths are and play to your strengths. You know, he's a guy that's really fast. He runs extremely well. He does have some power, as we saw yesterday, and he's hit some home runs in the minor leagues. But is that going to be his game? Do we want him at, you know, he's not a very big guy. Do we want him elevating the baseball all the time and trying to hit the ball in the air? Or would you rather see him hit more line, be more of a line drive type guy and use his speed? I think the speed is probably his biggest asset in his skill sets. And so use that on the offensive side and stay out of the air with so many fly balls. That's the one thing I see him do even in batting practice, is he hits a lot of balls in the air that are in the ballpark. And if you're hitting fly balls in batting practice, if you know, and the ball's going 60 miles an hour, when you speed the ball up, those are foul balls or swings and misses. So, you know, that to me is the one thing. Understand what your strength is and then work at that and understand that that's what's going to help you have success at this level.
Yeah, you know, I'm very curious, Ron, when we look at the injuries and we look at everything, have you ever had a fractured rib? Have you ever hurt your ribs?
I have, yes.
That's a terribly serious injury because there's nothing you can do. You can't put a body cast on. How long does that take? How long did it take you?
It is serious and it is painful. I want to say it was, you know, a few weeks. I only had one slightly fractured. It obviously wasn't displaced, and neither are Cody's, but Cody has two of them. Mm. And sometimes it depends on where too, right? I don't know if where his are upper back where he slammed into the wall. But even talking with his manager yesterday with Counts, you know, is he going to be able to play here fairly soon? Probably. Is he going to be sore all the time? Probably. Mm. You know, hey, Doc, I you know, that's going to be more times to the doctor to help him with some pain issues. But that very well could be. But the play didn't look all that egregious, but
right. It's
still a brick wall, right? And no matter, you know, when we see it on replay, you're like, well, that didn't seem that bad. And I didn't think much of it, to be quite honest with you. And then, you know, I'm in the manager's office the next day early, and he goes, yeah, he's got two broken ribs. And I went, oh, my. And, you know, like, I guess the brick wall of the day, things not moving at all. And, yeah, it just goes to show you how fast the speed of the game is. It didn't look bad, but it certainly was.
So, Coombe, Bellinger out, Suzuki out. Ian Happ's banged up with a hamstring. Then you look at the pitching staff. Merriweather's out. Steele's still out. Hendricks now out. Tyone coming back, been good so far. But how in the world are the Cubs sitting there with 16 victories? Only the Braves have more in the National League. What is the biggest reason they're still playing well?
I think, first and foremost, the guys that have been pitching are pitching well. If you take Kyle out and you start looking at some of the other guys, you know, Javier Assad, is he leading the league in ERA or right there with it? He's got the best ERA, I think, since last June or July mm-hmm. in the league. He's impressive. I really think a shot in the arm with Tyone coming back and being as sharp as he is. He's a guy kind of on a mission. I think he was, you know, I don't know how to explain it, but last year feeling a little like he didn't carry his own weight or however you want to describe that in the first half where he really struggled. And then he pitched pretty well in the second half. He's a guy that you can see he's going to be good. And he's really prepared to pitch. It was unfortunate he didn't get spring training, but he looks really good. And the rest of the staff looks good. I think the moves too. Wisniewski to me is always a guy that makes it very difficult. Smiley's kind of in the same boat too, even though he's on the DL. He's a guy that makes it very difficult to go through the lineup one time if you're a hitter because they have a unique pitch. Wisniewski's slider, you know, starts out at all the right-handed hitters' front shoulder. And if you haven't seen it, you flinch and you bail just a little bit. And that's all it's all he needs. And it's either off the end of the bat for weak contact or a swing and miss. And he's got plenty fastball to go with that good slider. So, you know, Wisniewski, I really feel he's found his niche in the bullpen in that slot. That's really a good space for him. I just don't see hitters squaring him up a lot if he can throw strikes with a slider.
You know, we keep talking about could the Cubs make a move at the trade deadline? Could they improve the bullpen? And you're going to see one of those guys expected to be traded in Kenley Jansen with the Boston Red Sox. There are a lot of rumors already circulating around him. I know the Red Sox have been doing better than expected, but they're in a very tough division, and they're already, I think, three or four games back. Do you do that? Do you think teams do that everywhere you go? You're kind of eyeballing the roster and trying to see what there might be out there. And that's not – I'm not taking a shot at Bert Alzolay, but, you know, you got four blown saves already. And as good as the Cubs have done, man, you know, they've lost some games they should have won when you really break it down.
Yeah, you've got a few games there that you definitely look like, wow, those should be in the bag for sure, and they weren't. So you definitely look at the opposing team when you're playing them, without question. And you've got, you know, some experience in the Cubs bench, the manager, you know, that's been around this league a long time. So nobody better than Counts to look at that and understand exactly what he wants and needs. So, and, you know, and he's the guy that they're listening to, right? I mean, it's obvious. He's a guy that they brought in to be that guy. So Jansen is, I don't know what he has left in him as far as, you know, his stuff being a closer, but I know this, when he's out there, the moment will never get to him where he won't be able to compete and do exactly what he wants to do. He may get beat, but he's going to throw the ball over the plate. He's going to be prepared to be the closer. He's been a very good one. So you're definitely going to look at all the closers and all these guys around the league that are in there, because if nothing else, you're playing realistically with two closers anyway, the way the bullpens are working now. You run a guy out there 2 days in a row and he has one inning where he throws 30 some pitches, he's shut down the next day.
Right.
So you realistically have to, especially the second half, Mike, you have to have a second guy that you can rely on that's going to go out there and pitch in the ninth inning.
Alex Canario has been up now for a while. Wondered what you thought of him, Coom, and his ability to maybe stay this time. And what he's also had some adventure, some plays out in left field spinning around. What do you think about his ability to stick and what he's doing at the plate?
Well, I think at the beginning, playing him in left field was a little bit out of need just because of Ian and Suzuki. So he played left field. He's really a right fielder, David. So he's played a lot more right field than left field. And early, you know, people say, well, what does that matter? Well, it matters a lot. He's been out in right field a bunch. It's the big leagues. It's not easy. And he's definitely looked more comfortable in right field. I think he's getting more comfortable in left by taking more and more balls in batting practice and just getting a little more familiar. To me, he brings something to the table with his bat that he's a threat. And that's the one thing I love when we have some of these guys that have some thunder and wisdom and Canario on the bench and Mervis. You make a mistake and they can launch one in the seats. And that's a scary thing for the opposing manager. And I really like that. Canario's a good young kid. He's working hard at it. You know, whether he sticks or not right now, to be determined. But he brings a lot to the table.
All right. What is your breakdown of Caleb Williams? What do you think of the Bears draft, getting Roman Dunze as well? Go Bears.
Well, we had a great crowd at Coombs Corner last night to watch him get drafted, and I was very pumped about that. So I think our city's excited about it because people are showing up and they're excited. And I think our whole city is excited about the draft and the possibilities and probability now of having some really good offensive players. When you read about this guy, I watched him play, I think, a little more than two games last year. Extremely athletic, great arm. You know, my limited knowledge of football, I see a guy that, to me, sees the whole field and you know, isn't afraid to sling the ball around from one side of the field to the other. And that's exciting. It really is. And, you know, and his head coach, you know, he followed his head coach from Oklahoma to SC. They've had some success that could, you know, Riley's been pretty good. So it's exciting. And then they get another real high end receiver to go along with Moore and some of those other guys. The Bears look like a team that they're getting their act together and it's really going the right way. It really seems to be. So, you know, with some of the guys they picked up this year and what they had last year, it could be a really fun season. I think Williams this day of being the first pick and all that is great and it's fun and it's awesome for the family and everybody else. And now it's time to go in a room and now it's study time. Right now you got to learn the offense and exactly. Really, you know, grind away at the stuff that we don't get to see, but is vitally important to the rest of this team having success.
We'll put you down for 12-5 then.
Don't bet it.
I'm not going to bet it. Yes, I won't do that. But I will say this. If they're 12-5, I think your show, my restaurant, and everybody else in the city is going to be very happy.
Exactly.
That's awesome. Ron, you're the best. Thank you, buddy. Great catching up. Enjoy Boston.
Tell your daughter if she wants to come to the ball game, we would love to have a good Southside girl come out and watch the Cubs.
There you go.
Thanks, Coom.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah. Great to talk to you guys. See you, buddy.
You're the best. That is Ron Coomer. And you heard her. You heard that. He invited Mary.
That was an invitation.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Now he's got to come through.
Right.
And she can
Poor
meet
guy.
Zach Zaidman, too.
Oh, Zach. He's world class.
He is world class.
And so is Mary, my daughter. I love that kid. All right. We got to get to the phone lines. A lot of people want to check in. We'll start with Mark. Mark's on the Odyssey app. Hey, Mark.
Hi, thanks, guys. This is probably one of the best Fridays I've had in a long time. I mean, okay, so I'm out here. I live in Iowa now. And so last night, we're watching the draft. I go next door, my buddy. So living in Iowa, you got teams from fans from everywhere. There's not just one set, right? And we're sitting there at the bar after a little bit. Caleb Williams already been picked. And so now our wide receiver gets picked, and I got Bears fans in there, and everybody said the same thing, best core in the NFL. Best wide receiver core in the NFL. We just got it. And that's, I mean, you got people in there from, and I, so I do got, so my thing is that when Poles had his interview on, I can't remember the name of the show, Pat McAfee show, he said that when he went to Kansas City, they wanted to change a generation. They wanted to make it generational change. And he said when he came here to Chicago, that's what he came here to do. And I think he succeeded this year and last year, definitely. And he has now shown that he is here to change who the Bears are. Everybody keeps saying the two words. Two words are beat the Packers.
That's
back
three.
In, back, beat the Packers. Yeah. I mean, back in, I'm old school. I mean, I'm 50 years old. So I've been, all my life, it's always beat the Packers. If you don't beat the Packers, you're not the Bears. You got to beat the Packers.
Thanks, Mark. Good
Thank
stuff.
You, buddy. That's good.
Yeah. It helps to make those generational changes if in an organization when the quarterback is Patrick Mahomes. And that's great because it feels like that Ryan Poles believes he probably got his version of Patrick Mahomes last night. So now he can be that ambitious.
Yeah, and again, they drafted touchdowns, right? You look at that receiving core, and what do you see? You see guys that can score touchdowns. You see a group of players in that room. He's right. There's depth to that receiving core all of a sudden. Think about how many guys they've – think about whatever, 18 months ago, whatever it was when they finally made the trade.
Well, big difference between – DJ Moore, yes. Keenan Allen, and Roma Dunze, then DJ Moore, Darnell Mooney, and Chase Claypool.
That's right. We're in a different world.
We're not going to be raving about how great a blockers the Bears wide receiving core is anymore.
Yeah, there you go. That's great stuff. All right. We're going to bring in the man himself, Olin Kreutz. We'll talk to Olin about the Bears, where they're at, what the quarterback means, what points mean to this team. And listen, this is a Washington guy, so he knows a little something about Roma Dunze.
He does. And our conversation with Ron Coomer was sponsored by EOC Audio, Chicagoland's leader in audio, video, networks, and home automation, EOCAudio.com.
Olin Kreutz next. Mully and Haw on the score.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Olin Kreutz. Score football analyst.
Bias towards offensive line. By that I mean find you an excuse of why an offensive lineman missed the block or why their job is hard.
Chicago Bears legend, six-time Pro Bowl center.
You talk about one of the greatest leaders I've ever been around. From football to the weight room to life, now he's in radio and he has the same passion.
Olin Krutz, every week with Mully and Haw. He probably doesn't like you, but he loves to talk Bears with Mully and Haw.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Oh, today is Christmas, for God's sake, and we've got Olin Krutz to prove it. He joins us now on the Score hotline. Olin, I said it this morning, we've been talking about it, the Bears drafted touchdowns. Let's score some touchdowns. Yep. Come on.
Yeah, it was an exciting night for the Chicago Bears fans, and from a guy who has snapped to 20 different Chicago Bears quarterbacks in 13 years, and we've been watching this offense for years, and we hear Ryan Poles talk about changing the history on offense and trying to actually define what that is and what the problem was, and to go out there and get Williams and get Odunze. It was a good night for the Chicago Bears on the offensive side of the ball. I don't know when's the last time, maybe 2013. You saw this kind of talent on that side of the ball for the Chicago Bears.
We'll get to Odunze in a moment because of your connection through Washington, Olin. But I think when you look at Caleb Williams, from your experience and your vantage point, what do you see that you think makes him special and maybe ends the cycle of quarterbacks running through here?
Well, I think the thing you really like, David and Mully, is the way the ball comes out of his hands quickly, right? Because that's what translates to the NFL, is getting the ball out fast, being able to see the receiver, getting the ball out before the wide receiver is actually open, processing information. And when you turn his film on, you can see that. You can see the release. There's a reason this guy, everyone is saying, like, he's the best prospect we've seen in a long time. Because when you turn his film on, you see a lot of things that you like. You see a lot of him make a lot of plays, and he's playing the style of, you know, Patrick Mahomes style, the new quarterback, the new era of quarterback who can also run and hurt you with his legs. He makes a defense defend the whole field. A guy like him slows down the pass rush because you don't want to let him outside of the pocket. You don't want to let him create plays, but he also can do the things with his accuracy, with the way he gets the ball out, with the way it looks like he reads the field. We don't know all the things he was doing in Lincoln Riley's offense as far as changing plays, checking protections, those things we have to learn about from him. But just his film, just the way he throws the ball, the way the ball comes out of his hands, his footwork in the pocket, the way he creates plays, you cannot not be excited about watching Caleb Williams play quarterback in college and know the history of the Chicago Bears and what they've had at quarterback. You cannot not be excited about watching this kid play football.
And you look at this wide receiver room, right? So DJ Moore is a stud. Keenan Allen is an all-timer, six-time Pro Bowler. And now Rome Odunze. We were talking about, like, the ball should not hit the ground. These guys can catch everything.
Yeah, I heard Brad Biggs talking earlier, and I've been through a lot of seven-on-sevens that he was talking about up there at Hallis Hall, where you're wondering, what is the actual completion percentage just at practice? And it wasn't very good. And that's how you know you don't have a very good passing offense, right, if you can't complete the ball in practice. But this practice should look a little different. Shane Waldron's group, I think Chris Betty is the wide receivers coach. He's got a good job there with that talent he has in that room. Seven-on-seven should be fun to watch up there at Hallis Hall this year with the matchups they have on the offense going versus the defense and them challenging each other. The quarterback is young. He does have to learn. That's a talk for another time. But just as far as talent in that building, on the offensive side of the ball, Ryan Poles talking about studying his history, defining the Chicago Bear history. What was the problem here? Why weren't we successful? Fill in that room with talent. Where he's come from, guys. What he has done since he's walked in that building to change the roster. Everything went according to plan. The talent's in that building. Now can they develop it? But like you're saying, Mully, very interesting to go up there. Even with Cole Kmet, DeAndre Swift at running back. Yeah. Man, they got guys who can put the ball in the end zone.
One of them is Rome Odunze. You're familiar with him certainly from Washington. You guys share having played for that program. And he's 6'3", 212. He runs a 4.45. He's very good in whatever role you ask him to play. Olin, what kind of insight do you have into his career and his growth, and what makes you think that he can make an immediate impact?
I don't have a lot of insight. I've seen him play, obviously, just because he played for my alma mater. But when you listen to him talk, when you watch his body control, the way he runs routes, his knack for getting open, for coming down with the ball, like you're talking about, his size, his willingness to learn the position, to get better, seems like he's very humble. Seems like you put him in a locker room, he can become a leader, a pro's pro for you at the wide receiver position, guys, is a rare thing, right? A guy who teaches other NFL football players how to work, how to be football players. When you have your skill guy, if he becomes this guy, which he seems like he is when he talks, it seems very humble, very aware of where he is throughout his career, how he can learn from Keenan Allen and DJ Moore, what he has to work on, very aware that he needs to be in the building early, working on his game. When you get your skill guys to be those guys for you, man, it changes your culture. It changes your locker room. Everyone following, guys, a wide receiver on how to be a pro, how to bring toughness to the game. It's going to be very interesting to watch his career. When he started falling in the draft, a lot of people thought he was going to go earlier. I heard Brad Biggs mention that earlier also. I didn't think he was going to be there at nine.
Right.
When he started falling in the draft, and then all of a sudden they took him. And, you know, it's kind of changes it for you, right? Either the Bears, before you always watch the good teams, guys. You say, man, how'd that guy end up on the Baltimore Ravens, right? How did the Pittsburgh Steelers get that damn guy again? Well, the Chicago Bears just had that happen to them. A guy that everyone thought was a can't-miss prospect. He kept falling, and all of a sudden he ends up in the Chicago Bears building. And again, we're talking about Ryan Poles, talking about changing history. The guy everyone talked about was the can't-miss prospect, fell to the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, it's extraordinary, and it was a gift, and they accepted the gift. And I was worried that they would outthink themselves. They did a great job. Olin, you know, I've asked this question of a lot of people, and Dave Wannstedt said that he thought he saw Braxton Jones getting better at the end of last year. Because the question was, you know, should they get an offensive tackle? Is that the move they should make? They drafted one last year. Do you need another one? They got a fifth-round pick there in Braxton Jones, and he has played. They've invested time in his development. Do you see him getting better? And, you know, a guy going into his third year, sometimes we see a jump. There was scary injury last year. You worry about a guy that went through a neck thing. Where are you at with the offensive line and a guy like Braxton Jones? Are you still, are the Bears still looking to improve that position, or have they got it solved a little bit?
Yeah, you know, you look at this offensive line, and if you pose one question, it's the offensive line, right? Where does Darnell Wright end up in his second year, guys? Right, like I know the first offseason I had was a little strange, right? You all of a sudden you're not preparing for a draft. You don't have a place to train, so you got to go find a place to train. You got Braxton Jones, you got Nate Davis, you got Tevin Jenkins, you got Bates, the center that comes over from Buffalo. Can Tevin Jenkins stay healthy at left guard? Can Nate Davis provide some consistency at right guard? This group we'll be watching. Again, the offensive line, we're watching. Olu Fashanu is there. He's there for you to take as another guy. I'm an offensive line guy. We hear Jim Harbaugh talk about how he feels about offensive linemen down there in San Diego. You know, again, I always talk about this. Everybody wants all these. Everybody complains about the offensive line all year, right? All year, the offensive line come drafted and want the quarterback and the wide receiver, so they can complain about the offensive line again. So we know that we've seen this story before. Now, those two guys the Chicago Bears just took, it's hard to argue with, right? I mean, even I'm sitting there and I want Olu. I want to trade up for Alt, right? I think Alt's a good football player. I think he's a can't miss. I want to do all those things as an offensive line guy. I probably take Olu there, right? I probably take a left tackle there, put him in my room. I probably put him in my room and get offensive line to compete. But hard to argue with the Rome Odunze there for the Chicago Bears. But like you're talking about, Mully, as far as Braxton Jones goes, I know I heard you guys say earlier, I worked with him. I worked with him last year. I haven't seen him this year. I know he had his neck injury last year. I know he's improving. He's a very impressive young man. I've talked about this a lot. When he came to my gym, you tell him to do one thing and he does it correctly right after you told him to do it, right? So he is that kind of guy. I know why the Chicago Bears are impressed by him. He has to have a better year. When you talk about his neck injury, the Chicago Bears got to figure those things out for him. Because when you talk about guys stopping a bull rush on the edge, Well, when you have a neck injury, it means you're stopping it with your head, right? It means that you're absorbing force in the wrong areas where you don't want to absorb force. So he has to improve those points for him. But when you talk about, again, I'll keep going back to this guy. That's an interesting comment. When you talk about Ryan Poles talking about changing the history on offense, then he has to define the history. He has to define what the problem actually was there. And the problem is developing football players. You have to find what they're bad at and help them get better at it. So that's what they have to do on their offensive line. Someone there has to realize that the young right tackle, it's his first offseason with no school, no one helping to prepare for the draft. Make sure he's staying on track. Get Nate Davis comfortable here in Chicago so he's there every game for you. Figure out Tevin Jenkins' injuries problem and where does Ryan Bates and these guys you signed, where do they fit in to the equation? Has Jatari Carter developed that whole offensive line room? He's the one coach you kept, Chris Morgan, because you're impressed with him. But, yes, they are the question mark right now besides the quarterback developing, becoming NFL-style quarterback. The offensive line would be the point you're talking about that you would kind of question.
So, obviously, Caleb Williams has an easy confidence that was, I think, makes him likable, and we heard it last night, and we're going to hear it some more. And he also is coming into the league unlike any other quarterback ever has, Olin. He is part of the NIL era. He's a star before he earns his first NFL paycheck. And I just wonder, from your perspective, how aware does he have to be of that in an NFL locker room? Because he's going to be the center of attention, and I don't know if that makes him the leader of that offense, but I think obviously you play a position where that will be eventually his role. What do you think about that dynamic, and how careful is it for him to navigate early in his career?
Well, they got a lot of guys on staff up there, right? Up there at Hallis Hall, they're paying a lot of people to help him in that role. When he walks in the building, define for him what he's about to go through, right? There's a lot of this city, that spotlight is going to be extremely bright on him. Like you're saying with the NIL, he knows how to handle his money. He seemed very polished when he was talking. I have two sons in college. It's an interesting thing going on right now. In that arena, some of these guys are staying. I wonder how many first-round picks you'd have to go back and look at. I think the receiver at the end were six-year guys, right? Like, how is that translating to the NFL? But as far as Caleb Williams goes, as far as him handling everything, doing the right things, look, win football games, be a multiplier, make the guys around you better. Nobody really cares what you do with your nails, what you do with your money, what kind of car you drive, what you say, how you talk. Make everybody around you better. Do your job, help you, everybody win football games. Here's what a good quarterback does, guys. Bad quarterbacks get guys fired. Good quarterbacks gets everybody paid. You want friends? Get them paid. Get them to their retirement home. Get them big houses. Get them to get their families to Florida. And you have a bunch of friends in that locker room.
You know, I'm very curious what you think of this idea. You know, Ryan Bates coming in at center. I think he gives you depth on the offensive line, and you worry about some of the guard issues, but aren't you in danger of repeating the Cody Whitehair thing? You're going to move him to center. He did not play center in Buffalo. They had another guy who was a free agent, by the way, but then they went and they got the Rams center. I mean, they've got some cover, but I'm just curious if you're heading to the same issue somehow with Ryan Bates. Just saying he's a center doesn't mean he's a center.
That's exactly right. That is well said, right? And we'll see what they do with the third round. I think they have the 75th pick of the third round. But Shelton Coleman, I've asked some people about him. You know, if Ryan Bates doesn't work, and what are we saying? He's not a center. Well, we're saying handling all the calls, handling all the being a traffic cop up there, getting everybody moving in the right direction. Look, I don't want to ever hear about snaps again after what Mahomes did with Creed Humphrey snaps for winning a Super Bowl, right? I don't ever hear about bad snaps. Mahomes doesn't even care about them. Shelton Coleman, now I heard he does a really nice job at that, right? He knows Waldron's offense. He played for Waldron, so that style of offense, he knows the kind of calls that they have to make down with the Rams style of offense. So it is a position, Mully, I got to be honest with you, that I am watching going into the season, right? Again, here we are again talking about I talked about everybody wants a receiver. Everybody wants a quarterback. Guess what we're all going to be talking about again once camp starts? Guess what we'll be talking about again once the season starts? The blocking, right? The blocking, the left tackle, Tevin Jenkins staying healthy, the center. Can the center do that job? Ryan Bates. I always tell guys, you don't have to ask me what I think about Ryan Bates and Shelton Coleman. All you got to do is look at their contract. The Chicago Bears tell you what the league thinks about Ryan Bates and Shelby Coleman. The best guys in the world now making close to $20 million a year at their positions. All you got to look at is what these guys are being paid. That's about where they're slotted in the NFL. So can they improve in those positions? Yes. Mully, like you're talking about, is it possible that we're headed towards the same problems? It is extremely possible that we're headed towards the same problems with a guy like Ryan Bates, who we haven't seen play much center. We know Chicago Bears are high on him. Ian Cunningham has a connection to him.
Right.
We know that they've liked him for a while. They traded their, I think it was their fifth-round pick for him to get him here. They signed Shelton Coleman. They got Jatari Carter there. They got Doug Kramer from Illinois on the roster. So, again, here we are again peering in. When I call in, we're peering in at the offensive line again. Why? Because we took a receiver and a quarterback, which, man, I really can't argue with. Olu was there. That'll be what we're comparing those two careers as they go. Which one was more important for the Chicago Bears? They got to help Braxton Jones develop. They got to get those centers developed in the center position. But no offense, guys. No offense has every position right, right?
Yes.
And that's what we're talking about. Can the quarterback be the multiplier? Can he make you forget about the center position, right? I always say guys who play with Peyton Manning and Patrick Mahomes, they wouldn't know what an extra guy in the box looks like, right? They wouldn't know what a blitz looks like because they never have to see it.
It's great stuff.
Great stuff, Olin.
Great talking to you, Olin. Thank you, buddy.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
That is Olin Kreutz, always a delight. And we should go over that a little bit. We should talk about where the rest of the Bears draft is. It's on the roster, much of it, but they're...
You mean what they have left?
Well, what they have left and what they have traded, where they're at with who, you know, who they have, where they're draft, what is this draft class? We'll discuss that a little bit next. Mully and Hall on the Score.
The Bears had a big draft night in round one.
Chicago Bears select Caleb Williams.
And the Score is reacting.
Caleb Williams is a Bear.
Now when I'm prepping for a pregame show, the Bears have a potential to say we're going to win this game because we have the better quarterback.
It's okay to have that hope even though you feel like you've been burned a few times.
You have the type of guy that when they know you're going to throw it and you know you have to throw it, they can take the team and put them on the shoulders and score and win the football game.
Keep following the Score throughout draft weekend. 670 The Score is your draft headquarters. Live on the free Odyssey app. Draft coverage on The Score is presented by ChevyDrivesChicago.com and the number one draft pick Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
This segment sponsored by the Barbecue Authority in Lyle. BBQ Authority has Chicagoland's largest selection of Napoleon and other gas grills, griddles, big green eggs, pizza ovens, outdoor kitchens, and more. Visit BBQ Authority showroom in Lyle or online, BBQAuthority.com. That's BBQAuthority.com.
In real estate, it's all about the amenities. I should know. I'm an agent.
At Hyundai, all of our models offer first-class features, like Android Auto, an available Bose premium audio system, heated front and rear seats, and wireless device charging.
It's like an upscale home on wheels in here.
It's your journey. Own every mile.
Lease the Tucson for $269 a month, or get 3.79% APR for 72 months, or up to $2,000 bonus cash. See your local Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com today. Call 224-661-0068 for details.
Hit the Grand Slam jackpot with BetMGM. Score a $50,000 bonus bet jackpot when a player you bet on to hit a homer slugs a Grand Slam. Simply head over to BetMGM and place a home run prop bet for any of this weekend's games. If the player you bet on goes yard with the bases loaded, you'll win a share of $50,000 in bonus bets on top of your wager. Take advantage of great home run odds, new ways to enjoy all nine innings with more same-game parlay options, and exclusive signature bets found nowhere else. Log in to BetMGM or create your account to place a bet on a player to knock one over the fence this weekend. Swing for the Grand Slam jackpot this season with BetMGM, official sports betting partner of the MLB. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Illinois only. New and existing customer offer. Subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or text ILGAMB to 53342 in partnership with Paradise Hotel Casino.
If you're sitting in traffic right now and wondering about a dashboard light, stop wondering and call AMCO. With expert technicians and state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment, AMCO can tell serious problems from small ones. And AMCO even offers up to 12 months of interest-free payments. Right now, AMCO's check engine light check is free. From transmission and engine repairs to brakes, maintenance, and everything in between, call 1-800-GO-AMCO. That's AMCO. AAMCO. Transmissions and a whole lot more.
Retirement doesn't have to be complicated. Are you sick of all the fancy charts and investment mumbo-jumbo thrown at you to justify the Wall Street fees you're being charged? It's not the size of your nest egg that matters, but rather the income it can produce. Hi, I'm Mitch Lyons, best-selling author and star in a brand new Hollywood documentary called The Retirement Deception. In this film, we traveled over 20,000 miles interviewing real Americans who have retired successfully with a great lifestyle and peace of mind. They share their stories on how they get more retirement income with the same dollar saved, and the money is never at risk if the market crashes. That's right. If the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even the super wealthy are shifting money into this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you are over 50 and want a bigger, better, stress-free retirement, call to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of this brand new movie, The Retirement Deception. 888-658-7075. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you get it completely free. So don't delay. Call right now. 888-658-7075. That's 888-658-7075.
Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than they're worth in real cash value. Ramp's corporate cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor, and Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now, get $250 when you join Ramp. Just go to ramp.com/sports. ramp.com/sports. ramp.com/sports.
Currents issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Ravinia is the home of live music all summer long. This year's lineup includes Robert Plant and Alison Krauss, the Kronos Quartet, and Hauser, the superstar rebel with the cello. See the full calendar and buy tickets only at ravinia.org.
Mullin Haw will be back in 60 seconds on The Score.
I'm Bob Burke, founder and chairman of Burke America Parts Group, a family of brands that includes RepairClinic.com, an appliance and HVAC parts solution company that's grown into an international brand. Before AmericanEagle.com, we partially launched a new technology platform developed by another firm. American Eagle helped take our technology to a whole new level with digital marketing, software development, and business insights into our key markets, appliances, HVAC, and outdoor power equipment, and did so both on time and on budget. AmericanEagle.com has the resources, experience, and talent needed to produce solutions. Our new technology platform developed by AmericanEagle.com has produced tremendous results with higher traffic, conversion, engagement, and online revenue. If you have any home repairs you need to take care of, check us out at RepairClinic.com. If you need a world-class website or technology project, then I would highly recommend AmericanEagle.com.
Call AmericanEagle.com at 773-NETWORK. That's AmericanEagle.com, 773-NETWORK.
With 1-9, it doesn't feel that strange. It'll feel strange after the fourth round. Tomorrow, I'll probably just go get a workout or something.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. 1-9 are in the books, and the Bears walk away with Caleb Williams, the first pick in the entire draft, and Rome Doomsday, who fell to them at number 9. And now their second-round pick is Montez Sweat. They gave that up to get Sweat in here, so they don't have a second. They do have a third-round pick. That'll be where they pick next.
75.
75. Their fourth-round pick went to get Keenan Allen. They've got two fourth-rounders, but the first of the two...
Chargers.
I think the second one was from The second one was from Philadelphia, but their first fourth rounder went for Keenan Allen.
Now they 122.
Yep, they have their own 122. Mm-hmm. Then you got Ryan Bates with your fifth round pick.
Yep,
that's the guy that they've earmarked at center. We'll find out. And then their sixth round pick went to Dan Feeney last year. They had another backup offensive lineman.
Yeah, that was a mistake.
Okay.
That was a mistake.
That's okay.
Yeah,
I mean,
okay. You
have tons of decisions. Yeah. And the reality is you're going to make
those aren't high value picks. Very seldom does somebody comes up with a sixth rounder.
Especially in this draft.
That's a difference maker. Yeah. So it's not that big of a deal not to be able to control the sixth round. When you dominate the sixth round, chances are you're out of the playoffs. When you dominate the first round, you have playoff aspirations. The Bears dominated the first round Thursday night.
You have already given up a second rounder earlier for Chase Claypool. That's not this year's draft, but you did that, and that didn't work out. You gave up a sixth rounder for N'Keal Harry, which also didn't work out. I'm just saying, I'm not criticizing. I'm saying you have used draft picks before to bring in a draft class. And if you think about their draft class as you want to feel happy about yourself, just think about their draft class with they got the number one pick. They got Caleb Williams. They got the number nine pick. They got a pretty good player in Rome Odunze. They got themselves Montez Sweat. This is their draft class. Yeah. Keenan Allen is in that draft class. Ryan Bates. I mean, you got a lot of starting players out of this thing already.
Yeah, I mean, when you start to look at the final analysis, and I think history will reflect that last night, the Bears went into the 2024 NFL draft and took advantage in a way that only a few other Bears teams have during the draft. You look back at the 1983 draft that led to the 85 mm-hmm. Super Bowl. You go back to the draft that the Bears had Dick Butkus and Gale Sayers in the same draft class. And if you're making a list of all-time Bears drafts and what you got from your six or seven picks or however many you're allotted, I think the 2024 draft is going to age well. It's going to age very well because of the quarterback and because of the receiver. And is that a bit overly enthusiastic this morning? But perhaps. But if you're ever going to be overly enthusiastic, this is the morning to do it, Bears fans.
All right, we're gonna get to Stacey Dales next. Stacey up there talking to everyone at Hallis Hall. Did a phenomenal job throughout yesterday with the NFL Network, and I'm sure she's going to be doing a great work again today. But we'll get her take on everything that's happened and how it's fallen, and we'll talk to Stacey Dales next. Mully and Haw on the Score.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.